AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the negotiations will continue in an effort to reach a diplomatic solution to Russia's massing of troops near Ukraine's border.
We continue to engage in nonstop diplomacy and to de-escalate tensions and attempt, like the devil, to improve security for our allies and partners and for all of Europe, for that matter.
During a UN Security Council meeting, Russia accused the West of whipping up tensions over Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says Russia's growing military force of more than 100,000 troops is the largest mobilization in Europe in decades. She adds that there's been a spike in cyber attacks and Russian disinformation. Ukraine's UN ambassador.
It is in the interest of everyone to prevent the war, or rather to prevent the renewal of an active phase of the military ongoing aggression. Everyone will suffer.
Biden administration officials say the Russian government has sent a written response to a U.S. proposal aimed at de-escalating the crisis. The officials all spoke on the condition of anonymity. A State Department official did not offer details of the response, saying it would be unproductive to negotiate in public. And it's up to Russia to discuss the counterproposal. A federal judge, at the urging of Ahmaud Arbery's parents, rejected a plea deal during a sentencing hearing today for Travis McMichael, one of the men convicted of murder in the shotgun slaying of their son near Brunswick, Georgia. In this from WSB, Marcus Arbery says,
"He was killed racially, and we want 100% justice. Not no half justice."
Part of the deal with both McMichael and his father, Greg McMichael, for guilty pleas to federal hate crimes included immediate transfer to a federal prison to serve 30 years rather than serving their entire life sentences in a state prison. This is AP News. 9 people, including 4 children, were killed in a multi-car crash in North Las Vegas Saturday. Police say a 59-year-old driver was traveling at more than 100 miles per hour on a city street and went through a stoplight, slamming into a minivan carrying 3 men and 4 children. Both the man and his passenger were killed, along with all 7 people in the minivan. 6 people in 3 other cars in the crash were hurt, 1 in critical condition. The National Transportation Safety Board is also investigating. Board member Tom Chapman telling KNTV,
"We are here to investigate this accident because it especially highlights the risks involved and the potential tragedy involved as a result of speed-related accidents."
A bill that would have created the nation's only government-funded universal health care system died in the California Assembly. Democrats could not gather enough support to bring it for a vote ahead of tonight's midnight legislative deadline. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.